And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Boy, what a great show we have for you today. From Tomahawk Sport Fishing right there at Fisherman's Landing, we have Joe Krishy and Eric Sauerwein. It's going to be a great show talking some fishing. Yeah, I said Joe Krishy. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, going to be a great day today doing what is so nice to do on the weekends, talking about fishing.
Talking about fishing.
No BS, no virus. I don't worry about anything. We're just talking fishing, man.
No C-word.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Corona beer, okay.
Yeah, we can talk
coronavirus, not so much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. Well, what a great couple of guests we have here. Eric Sauerwein from the Tomahawk and new addition, or well, relatively new. He's been there for a little while. Joe Krishy. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, boys?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
Great to have you.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, so, Eric, you on the Tomahawk there, you guys are have stepped up and hired a veteran of the sport fishing industry, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. We hired Joe here. Very excited for the future with him. He's taken, I mean, just since you started running the boat in January this year, he's taken the boat to the next level and already was catching fish January, February,
yeah,
putting some good counts up. So, yeah, we're very excited to have a guy that's been there and done it.
Yeah, for sure. Joe, we fished together on the qualifier on 105. When was that?
Oh, I don't really remember.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
And how many years ago did you run that?
9 years ago running that. But yeah, it was, yeah, early 2000s.
Yeah, and then you went to the Rooster after that.
2012.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was I was on the Rooster for a year.
Yeah, and then where you been?
Longlining.
Longlining, oh, cool. Okay, commercial fishing.
Commercial fishing, yes.
Wow. For how many years did that?
Almost 7 years.
7 years, wow. And what was that like?
You know, it's a very interesting industry.
Oh, bad.
You know what, it's like almost like fishing. You know, you got this, almost you like got this, but you got a big, huge reel at the end of your boat.
Yeah.
You know, and you just, it's something else. It's okay. It's really interesting.
And what do you catch?
We targeted big eye.
Big eye. Okay.
Big eye tuna. And we caught a lot of, you know, some of the bycatch was opa.
Uh-huh.
And some mai-mai and some wahoo as well. A few swordfish once in a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was something else.
Yeah. And where would you fish?
Pretty much right in between here and Honolulu.
Wow.
Right out in the middle of the
ocean. Yeah, just right there. Yeah. You know, that spot.
That big pond out
there.
Yeah,
usually about 900 to 1,300 miles offshore.
Okay, and you were based out of San Diego?
At first, we were in Honolulu.
Honolulu.
And then we moved over here. I brought the boat over here.
It's such a trip to think about that, you know, where you're fishing is just in between those two. Where, like, there's not a huge difference whether you're operating out of Hawaii or operating out of San Diego.
Yeah. No, you know, if you look on, like, Google Maps, you know, where they, you know, on the ocean
sure.
there, the ocean floor, you have that Molokai structure, okay? That comes about 450 miles from the coast here.
Really?
Well, it shoots all the way across.
Part of the archipelago from the Hawaiian Islands.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something else. I mean, there's mountain ranges out there. Just check it out when you get a chance. I mean, there's a lot of structure.
A lot of structure.
And fish hang out there. And you know what? I'll tell you what, some of the opa we'd catch out there were just monsters.
Wow.
You know, a lot of them, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
My brother just got in the other day, and he was, I don't know, where was he? 900 and some odd miles, I think he was. And, I think he had like 350 albacore.
Oh, okay.
So the albacore is starting to show up out that way.
Is that unusual or is that normal?
You know, as long as I fished out there, I never saw the counts like that. Actually, I don't think I ever caught an albacore when I was fishing out of San Diego.
No. Wow.
So that's something new. Maybe it's something to
maybe it's a sign.
You know,
maybe.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That'd be a nice bonus.
They start coming in from somewhere. So maybe in the next few years here. They were all the little schoolies, 15, 18.
That's okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. We'd take those, right?
Yeah. Oh, after not seeing them out here for how many years now?
Yeah.
Oh, you bet.
So what's it like getting aboard the Tomahawk and getting back into the sport fishing industry?
You know what?
I had to jump back onto.
Yeah, it's a great fishing boat and it's set up, you know, we've got doing little knickknacks here and fixed up a few things and got things running tip top, and we got a little bit more work to do before we really hopefully start get going here.
Yeah.
You know, just a few minor, just finishing touches. And, I was sitting on my couch, and I'm thinking, well, what am I going to do? You know, because the boat I was running, he took it up north, back up to Oregon. And I said, well, and then Eric gave me a call, and I was like, yeah, I'll come down and check it out.
It's cool.
That's awesome.
What a score, right,
yeah.
Eric? Yeah.
What a great boat for that length of trip, too, because the boat's big. I mean, it's big everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, people throw that around all the time, but it's true. I mean, it's just everything about that boat is big and comfortable, and for as short of trips as you guys often run, the boat is very, very comfortable for it. The bunks are huge. The house is big. The galley's big.
Yeah.
The walkways up the side of the house are huge. It's just that the Tomahawk's big everywhere.
Yeah, and it's you got a lot of headroom.
Yeah.
You know, I can't even hardly reach the ceiling. house, you know what I mean? And that's what part. I mean, that's a nice part of it. I mean, you got a lot of room.
Yeah, I love that boat.
It's a good size.
It is cool.
It's built to fit Dart.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Eric, so give us a history of the boat, Eric. I mean, the Tomahawk's been around for quite some time. Like Ricky says.
Built to Dart. Right? Bob Fletcher, who used to run SAC, Sport Fishing Association of California, had the boat built in 1980, and he named it the Cat Special, and it fished up there. For years, and he ended up selling it, and it became the what was it called? Renegade for only a year or two, mm-hmm. And
that
then
was when Joel is that
Doug Reed, I think
Doug Reed,
Doug, yes, Doug, and then it was sold and became the Eclipse,
okay.
And mainly fished out of Seaforth.
Yep.
Me and my partner and I bought it in 2017, ran it as the Eclipse 1 year, then changed the name to the Tomahawk, fished out of Seaforth, and then we had the opportunity to come over here to Fisherman's Landing, which was amazing, awesome for us. And here we are, 2020, and running strong.
Yeah. And, like, these guys showed up on day one and were on the Bluefin. Like, they've been such an awesome addition. I mean, obviously, I'm in the tackle store, not the landing, but I know that I could speak to that. Like, just what an awesome member to the team. Like, they came and, like, tied the boat up and the next day untied and started whaling away on Bluefin and haven't stopped yet. I mean, you know, they have such a reputation for running early and running often and not caring about things that they probably should care about on their own end. Just like, oh, whatever, man, we got 10 and it's early season, we're going anyways. And and the proof's in the pudding. Like, they've just had such a great year. This year was just so not fair because you watched those guys in the early part. In February, this boat was getting bluefin good, like good. And the next thing you know, limits of bluefin and big 100-pounders and poof, you know, we had to stop running.
In early March.
Yeah, it was very unfortunate. March. The week that they really started biting, if you remember, Joe, we had the boat was sold out the entire week. Two weekday trips and a weekend trip, and that's the week that we had to shut down. Yeah.
So are they still here? Are they still going to be here?
Oh, yes. The fish are still here. We're getting reports of guys seeing them. They are up and down the coast, all the way from down south in Mexico, all the way up local now.
Yeah.
They are ready.
That's great.
They're probably wondering where we are.
Yeah.
Where's these guys that feed me all year?
Yeah.
Why aren't they here?
Yeah, exactly. And status right now, we still don't know, right?
The last I've heard talking to everyone, we still don't know. I know us as a boat, as an operation, we're crossing our fingers for May 15th. Return to fishing then. That's what we're hoping for.
I know Ken and the people at SAC have been working diligently on creating a plan with you sport boat captains and owners of, you know, when we come back, here's the social distancing measures we can put together.
And that's where us as an overnight boat with a bunk room, we're going to have to get, you know, if they're going to keep the social distancing in place, obviously we're going to have to take less passengers.
Yeah.
We also are installing, you know, hand sanitizers all over the boat. We're probably going to end up doing temperature checks. Mm-hmm. Might have to have guys wear, you know, those cloth masks. Mm-hmm. We're willing to do whatever it takes for the city and the county to let us open back up and start fishing safely.
Yes, and I know anglers are willing, too.
Oh,
exactly. I think all of us are on that same program.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I got to wear a mask. No problem. I got that. I want to go fishing, man.
Right.
Just let me out.
That's what I've seen from the people I've talked to. Like, hey, I am ready. And then the guys who aren't ready are the ones, you know, that have a high risk factor. They're like, you know, I'm just going to wait till it passes, but that's 10%. The 90% are ready to go.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Ready to get out there.
I know. You're ready, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Joe, are you ready?
Yeah, I have my mask.
Yeah, I'm ready. I know I'm ready. I know Ricky's ready.
Right,
man. Yeah, and I knew you're ready, too.
It's going to be weird kind of seeing a guy up on the tank with him wearing a mask.
Yeah, for sure.
Chucking sardines wearing
a mask. Yeah, that'd be fun.
We'll take it.
Yeah, well, that's all right. We got to do that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Hey, officials, we're fine with that.
Yeah, for sure.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here with these guys from the Tomahawk.
No doubt. It's going to be a great show and lots of fun, and we want to hear from you because we know you're ready too out there, and we want to hear from you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, the best way to reach us is with our toll-free number. That's 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Going to be a great show. Phones are already packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Eric and talk to Joe, and not only going to get that opportunity today, also giving away such a killer prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Somebody is going to get to go fishing on the Tomahawk, going to get to go fishing with Eric and Joe and get in on that great trip. A day and a half trip going away at the end of the show today. An amazing prize.
Are you kidding
and so
me?
Generous, you guys. We're really stoked to get to do that.
Yeah.
What a great opportunity for somebody to go fishing. And if that wasn't enough, in addition to that day and a half trip, you're also going to get a $50 gift card. Could go down to Point Loma Seafood and do a little shopping spree at the freshest place in town, Point Loma Seafood. And I know you've been saying to open 7 days a week and doing a great job.
11 to 6 every day.
Yeah, so really, really cool prize. We're so stoked and so honored to get to give away a day and a half trip on such a great boat. Again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Joe and Eric, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a Striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, Striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach, on the web at hhmarineservice.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning talking fishing on the Tomahawk. Great show, man.
Yeah, no kidding. Great show. And, just talking about fishing makes you want to get out there.
It makes me want to go out, for sure.
And we talked yesterday about the ridiculous non-opening of the bay for pleasure boaters starting tomorrow. I mean, we're happy that... And I must make a correction. You are allowed to use your kayak, paddleboard, float tube in the bays and the ocean starting tomorrow. But your pleasure boats are still banned from the bay, which means you can't take your own boat. But, you know, we have voices. And one of the things you should do is email your representative. And you can email Nathan Fletcher. It's Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, .Fletch, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, .Fletcher, at sdcounty.ca.gov. And voice your opinion. Tell them you want to get back on the bay. Tell them why are they collecting those property taxes for your boat and not letting you use it, right? So So, and that's true. Any of the supervisors, any of the people in San Diego government, it's just basically their name with a dot between first and last, and then sdcounty.ca.gov.
And be polite.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Be polite.
Indeed.
Get more flies with honey than vinegar.
Right? Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, no doubt about it. Sometimes I'm not very polite.
He was on one yesterday, boy. Let me tell you. I haven't seen that fired up in a while.
Indeed. Well, but the good news is at least you can take a kayak
totally.
On the bay starting tomorrow.
And, like we said, too, I mean, yes, it just drives me crazy that the you know, that the bay is not open, that you and your family couldn't go on your own boat, whatever. But the bright side is we're talking about things that are opening and not more things that are closing.
Closing
where the grip is definitely, you know, lessening, and it feels like we're on the downhill slide, not continuing on the uphill.
Yeah.
So let's just hope it all happens soon.
And everybody, when they use their boats or their kayaks, behaves themselves,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, be smart about
key.
It.
Yeah. one of the things that I suggested to the city was follow the guidelines that Miami-Dade County in Florida is doing. Of the bigger the boat, the more people you can take. The smaller the boat, the less people you can take. They have specific guidelines that they've outlined that if you have this many people on your boat, you're going to get a citation if it's this length or not.
Makes
so
sense.
Just, yeah, makes sense. Maybe San Diego will adopt that.
Whatever.
Right?
Just let us go.
Just let us go.
Yeah, figure
it
out.
For sure. All right. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk fishing here, so let's do that.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are absolutely packed up. And if you want to get your shot through, again, it's 833-288-0973. We're going to start this morning with Tom, who's calling us from University City. Tom, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So I'm a kayaker, and normally I'm jealous of the guys that have a nice center console, but at least for this week I'm in a good position. I get to go.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
I feel bad for the boaters, though. I do feel bad for the guys with boats. Hey, my question is about inshore fishing. I'm interested in what the guys think of water temperatures for calico bass and yellowtail, and if we get out to the kelp beds, you know, what would be your strategy for a private boat or a kayaker to target calico bass or yellowtail, you know, without having the bait capacity of a sport boat, and what water temperature and conditions should we be looking for?
Current.
Yeah,
current.
Water running.
Always have some flow. Calico tend not to bite when there's no flow. I know that. And it's always, you know, with yellowtail as well. When there's no flow, they usually go stick their nose in the mud and they just get lazy and just like everything else, you know, when you get the water flowing around them, everything's going by them, and it just activates them.
And that's
the on switch.
That's a plenty easy thing to visually see for him as kayak.
Yeah, because
you'll
see the stringers. They'll be, you know, the water will be flowing over.
If everything's laying on the surface, that's not so good, right?
Yeah.
If you don't see kelp, that's low, right?
Yeah, that's a good indicator.
Yeah.
Current is like wind under the water, and the kelp stalks would be like a tree, you know, and when the wind is blowing on a tree, the tree is, you know, blown over on its side, and the kelp stringers will do the exact same thing. So if it's all just, like you say, lazy floating up on the surface, there's a lack of it, and you can just paddle your kayak right up to the kelp stringer and look down in the water, and if it's all, you know, pointed, you know, into the beach or up the beach or down the beach or whichever, you'll know which way the current's flowing and how hard based on that.
You know, and temperature, temperature, it's always varying, but I think for my opinion, flow is always more important than, I mean, if you don't have flow, chances of getting bit are, it's pretty slim.
Key. What about offshore? How does that play into the game offshore, Joe?
You know what, you know, it's still flow is always it's very important. Some type of a current, yeah. You know, and then offshore you're going to get your, you know, where your currents are kind of, you know, up against each other. Temperature breaks, your current breaks as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, bait seems to stack up on those. You know, you'll see your current breaks. Sometimes your kelp patties will be lined up on them. Mm-hmm. You know, and then there you go.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Let's keep it rolling and talk to Don. Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Joe, Eric, pleasure to speak with you. Hey, first of all, I'd love to hook into some 15 to 18-pound albacore anytime.
Yeah, you can handle that.
Hey, a couple questions about the boat and how you run it. Number one, how does the boat drift on a stop? And then two, when you guys were getting into those bluefin, what were the rigs that people were fishing with?
The boat drifts basically in the trough, you know, just sideways to the wind. It doesn't seem to drift very fast, so you get a nice slow drift out of it. Most of the rigs that we were catching, those bluefin, a lot of it was live sardine. You know, we had a few on not on the flatfalls. They were those little...
Colt snipers?
Snipers, yeah. That's it. They came out with a whole bunch of new stuff since I started. I don't even know the names of these things.
You were out
big
of
old flatfall. I was looking at them. I was like, what is that?
What's that thing?
Never even heard of one, let alone seen one. And, it was those little snipers. He had he had four fish on that one day.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, they were working. But pretty much just a fly line sardine. You know, it was working really, really well for us. Most of it was on, guys were using 40-pound. We were recommending, because we were in some bigger fish there. 50 and 60-pound, they were biting. They were coming up, bubbling right next to the boat. You know, if you got a good bait out there, chances were we had a lot of casualties, you know, when we were on those things. Because when you're fishing bigger bluefin, that's what they do. You know, You either, get a great picture with them or they break your heart.
It's such like a tight line to follow lately because this year seems like the bait is bigger, but last year we had a lot of small sardine, and it was one of those things where a lot of times it took maybe a little smaller hook than you'd like to fish or a little bit lighter line than you'd like to fish to hook one. But if you hooked one that's a 100-pounder, catching a 100-pound fish on 40-pound and a number two hook, your odds are just, they're low. I mean, they're flat out low. That's fish that you need big hooks and heavy line to put the odds in your favor. And, it's such a tight line to walk. You know, how small do you go and how light do you go and still have a chance?
Yeah, the bait is going to be the determining factor.
Yeah.
We had one of the trips when we had, the bait was just garbage. Okay, it just was. That's what they were bringing in, and that's what it was. Okay, so it was a lot of small stuff, and you maybe got out of a scoop maybe a couple of hookable baits, right? So it was just really hard fishing. If we would have had a good load of regular size sardines, it would have been a massacre. I mean, they were right there. They were biting.
They wanted it.
Every good bait that got out got bit. But the problem was finding that sure, nice 6-inch, 7-inch sardine to put on a hook. That you put a hook through the other ones, you couldn't get them away from the boat.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
Yeah, well, and sometimes that happens. The Everinger brothers, who are the best in the world, do such a great job.
Oh no, it's
just the nature of the beast and what the conditions are.
Yeah. Conditions.
It's been cool. I've seen the bait boat multiple times on my drive home from work. Coming back in, so it's great to know that those guys, even through this. You know, those guys are spending their money that bait's not, they're not selling thousands of scoops a day right now, but they're still
open.
Yeah, they're still open. They're tending to the bait. They're still catching bait. They're getting all the boxes full. Yeah. Like, those guys are still
operating.
Yeah, I mean, they are. Those guys are operating as if none of this happened, which will just to be to our benefit when things roll open. They could be shut down like everybody else. Financially, they probably should be, but those guys are just such a key part of our whole world, and we would be in big trouble without bucking the boys.
You have to also understand that, when those guys go out there, they're targeting something that everything else in the ocean is targeting.
Yeah.
Okay, so, they can have a really good sign of bait, but there's 1,000 seals, there's porpoise out there messing with them. It's just everything, because everything wants them, right?
That's a great
point. Not just us. So, it all depends. Sometimes when they bring that stuff in, it's been harassed pretty good, for the last week or two, and it's usually running for its life. And, you know, that's just sometimes when they bring it in. I mean, it just happened. They just had one trip.
Yeah.
You know, they just had a bad little run of some bait that probably just got beat up pretty good. And, you know, just that's what it was.
Are you seeing giant bait balls like that offshore 900 miles when you were commercial fishing?
No.
You don't see bait?
No, you hardly ever see anything.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Just fish?
Not even fish.
Not even fish.
No, you know, every once in a while, you'd see like a small little bird school with some, you know, jumping yellowfin or whatever. Very rarely. The big eye usually swim a little bit deeper.
Deep.
Yeah, they're deeper.
So you're not seeing anything.
Yeah. No, but it's amazing. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, you don't see it, but you catch it.
You catch it.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Where does your gear fish at? Like, you know, how where the hooks end up? Like, are they suspended on a float? Are they down to a certain depth? I mean, how does that...
It's just a cantilever in between floats, and it fishes down about 600 feet.
Okay.
You know, from the surface, pretty much 30, 40 feet below the surface, and then... cantilevers down to about 600 feet.
Yeah, closer to the buoy, they're higher, and then farther away from the buoy.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, that was something. You know, I mean, because you get the whole wide spectrum, you know, sometimes, you know.
What's living where?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you want to cover all the, you know, the thermal clines out there and stuff, you know. Sure. But, you know, it was, the last couple of years, but most of the fish were up high. They were close to the surface, you know.
Nice.
And then the first... three, four hooks from the float.
Nice.
You know, we'd had like 200 pounders all wrapped
Big
up.
Eye,
in, all wrapped up in buoy lines and stuff.
Wow.
And, oh, yeah, that was something.
That's so cool.
That's good.
And then you got, you want to see the ultimate man against beast is you'd get one of those fresh 200 pounders and those guys put it on a fighting line. They fight, you know, they pull them by hand.
Wow.
No kidding.
400 pound test.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The main line's
about 1,200 pound test mono, right? And then you got your clips with 400 pound test leader, with a big old 16-aught, you know, stainless steel circle hook.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Man on beast.
Oh man, that just not man, men, men on beast. There'd be three, four of them all, you know, lined up one behind each other. One guy at the gate pulling, and then, there'd be a couple behind them pulling. It was something to see. I used to stand upstairs and just laugh.
Yeah. Like watch them get their butt kicked. Right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It was cool. Something.
Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on down south. Head to Rancho Leonero. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line this morning. Good morning, John.
Morning, Rick. Hello, Pete.
Everything good? John.
Well, we got good news. It looks like the Let's Talk Hookup Tournament for June is on.
Wow, great.
The Mexican government just put out a notice day before yesterday that May 30th, everything is opening up back down there then. And so we're opening up June 1st. The airlines, I was checking all the airlines, and they're opening up May 30th as well.
Fantastic.
All the nonstop flights out of San Diego, at least on Alaska and Los Angeles and San Francisco, they're all back on. So
wow, that's great news.
Yeah, awesome, John.
It's good news. Yeah. We're hoping maybe a little bit earlier, but for sure by June 1st. So that's the good news, guys. We're on. Yeah,
we like that. So the Let's Talk Hooker tournament June 5th is on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
That's our good news.
I can speak for myself. I can't wait to get down there.
You know what's interesting right now, Pete and Rick and guests, is the fishing is really, really good. Of course, there has been very, very light pressure. And the water temp's 78 degrees, which is way warmer than normal now. And loads and loads of bait in the bay. Loads and loads. Lots of squid now. It's been 2 or 3 years since we've really had any squid around, and they're just loads and loads. In fact, so many that they're washing up on the beaches, which is almost unheard of. And a lot of Spanish macs around too, and there's tuna crab floating around out there. Just loads and loads of bait. The commercial guys are going out, and they really killed them last week. It slowed up a little bit this week just because there's so much bait in the water. But they're going out early in the morning and catching yellowtail in the 30, 40 pound class. Big yellowtail. Big striper, or not lots of stripers, not necessarily big stripers, right off the bump there, La Rivera. And they're catching yellowfin off the lighthouse, too, coming out of the park. So they're catching fish right now, and like I say, light pressure and everything. Certainly the fishing should be red hot in June.
Be ready for us, right? And they'll be lined up, like Eric said
more
earlier.
Than ready.
They're waiting for us. They're hungry, right?
Yeah, we're more than ready, Pedro. We're ready to get back to work. So
I believe it. So
for sure.
All right, so Pam and the girls are manning the phones, ready to take your reservation, right, John?
That's true. And anybody that's already booked and everything, we're looking forward to seeing the gang down there. That's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, great news, John. Well, how do we get a hold of if we want to book a trip to Rancho Leonero?
Thanks, Peter. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Very good. Great news, John.
Yeah,
nice to hear that. So June 1st, the ranch reopens and flights are back on, and let's go fishing.
That's what I'm saying. Like every day, things are kicking in the right direction, man. I like to hear it. John, appreciate the report. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, I'll see you next Saturday.
Oh, that's right. You'll be right here in the world headquarters next Saturday, right?
Yep, I'll be in the hot seat.
All right. Very good, John. Look forward to having you on next Saturday. Thanks a lot.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Eric and Joe. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporty. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Hey, time to talk about great equipment from Shimano. And while we're talking about bluefin tuna getting ready, everybody getting ready, there's the reel is the Talica.
Oh, no doubt. Just like we were saying with Joe, when you don't know if you're going to have small bait, big bait, you don't know if you need to be prepared for a 40-pound tuna or a 140-pound tuna, there's not a lot of reels that allow you to cast a bait and fish well but still have the power should you hook the wrong fish at the right time, and like a Talica does.
That's right.
Talica 12 is small, powerful, fits in your hand, great free spool, lots of drag pressure, but the most important thing is the torque or the power. It's just physically easier to turn the handle under a load than other reels like it. It's a great one.
Indeed. And for if you're budget-minded, the Speedmaster.
Right.
It's not a Talica, but it's pretty darn close. Amazing power, and it can catch big fish.
$250, it's easy on your pocketbook, but still perfectly capable of catching a 100-pounder.
Yeah,
great option.
Sure. So check it out, the Talica and Speedmaster at your local Shimano dealer.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment. Fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time this bluefin talk has got me so fired up, man. Yeah, I'm so ready to go. This sounds great.
Yeah, and Joe just mentioned our good buddy, the cowboy, Gary Vanderlyk. Yeah. Gary's listening, I guarantee it, Joey. He's probably going, hey, Joe, I fish many times with Joe, right?
We fish together quite a bit.
Yeah.
I like Gary. Good.
Gary's the best.
Good man.
Yeah.
He's
a great human being, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No doubt about
it. I tell you what, man. You know what? Fishing with people on, you know, on a long-range boat, you get to know them so much better because you have that much more time with them.
Yeah.
Gary was just, I mean, just a complete, the complete package having him on the boat. He was always, you know, he's very knowledgeable and he just, he's a people person. Of course, with car salesman all his life.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So he knows how to talk to people and puts them at ease, you know, if there was ever anybody that maybe got a little bit frustrated or whatever, he would just call them. Gary was a fantastic.
Oh, yeah, great
guy to have on the boat.
Yeah.
You know, if you could, have him on the boat every trip.
Yeah. You know? Did you know he named the show, Let's Talk Hookup? He came up with the name.
I didn't
know the Qualifier 105.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Sure. That's cool.
Yeah.
Good job, cowboy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, hi, Joe. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
We're looking forward to seeing you. We're hoping to see the cowboy at Encinitas Ford on May 16th, Saturday, May 16th. We have our first San Diego County remote scheduled. We don't know if we're going to be able to pull it off because we don't know whether we can have gatherings yet by May 16th, but tentatively.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
That's when we're planning to be there, and that'll be the first chance to win that 8-day trip on the Searcher, too.
Yeah, casting contest, man.
Yeah,
that's huge.
For sure. And if we don't do it May 16th, we'll have it soon scheduled right after that. So
Sounds good.
Our whole schedule on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips on the guest page, the rules and all the schedule for our Let's Talk Hookup San Diego County Ford remote broadcasts are right there. So, all right. Well, hey. We have our buddy Tom, the one and only, thank God, Tommy P is on the line. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. How you doing?
Great. Morning.
Doing great. Hey, you have an update on the San Diego City Lakes, right?
I do. And first, I want to comment about Cowboy. You know, you're right. There is no better person than him. He's just a great, great guy.
Yeah. So, and Tommy's his Cowboy, main sidekick at the remotes, right?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's ironic, Pete, because I would be calling in today, but I'd be calling in today to report on my Tony Reyes trip, which unfortunately, you know, Bill Varney and I were supposed to go on. It was canceled. But anyway, with respect to the freshwater, you know, I'm kind of a tap water guy, and I know you guys got a lot of stuff. At least you're hearing some dialogue and everything going forward on the saltwater front. But the freshwater, we just really don't hear much. So what I'm asking people to do and what I'm doing, I got a couple live threads on San Diego Fish, if people have been reading about it. But keep the emails and the correspondence going to the city. Now, I know you were talking about the county, but that's a whole different thing. But to the city, specifically the mayor and city councilman. And you don't have to live in the city to send those emails. If you go on the City of San Diego website, you'll see all of the email addresses to these officials. They're going to make a decision, and it's coming up soon. The next city council meeting is May 11th. Now, obviously, there won't be a public forum there. Public won't be allowed to attend, but I'm sure that online you'll be able to see what's going on. And also, if you go on the city website website, there's a form that's called a non-agenda public comment form, which you can fill out. And by law, they must read these comments, and the first so many of them will be submitted into the city record. But, freshwater fishing is just, you know, there's a lot of people that do it. And, you know, for the past, you know, 30-plus years that I've been fishing the city lakes, I just don't remember these issues ever coming up, you know, and I think maybe the people that are running these organizations or running, you know, this stuff, maybe they should just take a look at themselves or whatever and say, hey, you know, what are we doing here? Why are we cutting back? You know?
Absolutely. You need to get your voices heard. And I know you've been in tune with hopefully the opening of Barrett as well as the rest of the San Diego City Lakes. So, yeah. So just go to the San Diego City website and email voice your concerns about opening those city lakes back up is your message today, right, Tommy?
Yep. And then one last thing is all these user groups, I mean by, you know, all these fishing organizations, all these kayak, you know, organizations, all these float tubers, everyone, just go in there if you can and again, send all your comments because it's, you know, a lot of people are getting behind it. We just haven't heard anything yet. So hopefully they'll be opening things up. I'm sure it'll happen. We just don't know, you know, on what scope it will happen.
You imagine how good those lakes are going to be after all this rain?
Well, if you've seen it, that they've been posting some pictures of Barrett, and for those of you that fish Barrett, real quickly, Lori was telling me that the water is all the way past the honor camp back in Pine Creek. So wow. It's just a return. I mean, if you remember those days back there, Ricky, I mean, the fishing is, you know, is absolutely phenomenal. So stay involved and just, you know, keep the city officials, you know, just let them know how you feel. You know, you don't have to be nasty or anything like that, but just say, hey, come on, let's get this ball rolling like you're doing, you know, with the saltwater. So thank you for your call, Tommy.
Thanks for your work for doing that. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's jump back in the
phone. Yeah, let's do it, man. The phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Eric and Joe. How about next we talk to Ed? He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. What's up, Ed? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a couple questions. The first one is I don't know if I can fish from the shore in the harbor or the bays. I have no idea. No one seems to be addressing that. And my second question is, I'm going to be replacing some of my braided line, and I'm kind of wondering if I should use the 4-strand or the 8-strand for, you know, kind of a combination offshore and inshore fishing.
As far as the rocks, I don't know the answer to that, but I would think if they're opening the bay, they're going to let you fish from the rocks. I don't know. But you'd have to check with the city on that.
Yeah.
Check with the local officials.
Same. I think it's just so new, and I have heard both. You know, I've heard people, you know, just like we've said a lot of things with this thing, you know, you go on social media, you can find whatever answer you want, but the correct one, I just couldn't tell you what it is, and I just don't know. It would make sense that you can paddleboard and you could surf. You could probably be by yourself with your headphones on, walking down the shoreline, casting a swim bait, but a lot of things that make sense haven't necessarily happened. So I wish I had an answer.
Yeah, for sure.
As far as the braided line goes, I can tell you that, and I can also tell you that the for offshore fishing, it wouldn't make a whole lot of difference. So most of your standard power pros, like a standard traditional power pro, is a 4-carrier line. And if you're used to that power pro Super 8 Slick, that's an 8-carrier line, and there's more strands. The more strands.
So 8-carrier means there's 8 strands.
Yeah, and
woven together.
And it just makes the line a little more round, a little softer. But as far as strength or performance, not going to make a ton of difference. For a guy that's fishing freshwater and making a lot of cast, that's a real slick line that comes off the reel real nice. But in terms of our offshore fishing using his backing, no real performance advantage one way over the other.
Now you take hollow ace, like Power Pro hollow ace, that's 16 carriers, right?
Yep,
16 different strands woven together.
Yeah, and that's a hollow line. And having a 16-carrier line, there's a lot more strands in the weaves. When it is open and you're trying to run a piece of mono or fluorocarbon up inside there, it just holds. The weave holds together a lot better. It's basically easier to run something up without it poking out the sides when there's 16 strands instead of 12. You know, most hollows are either 12 strands or 16 strands. Most solids are either 4 or 8.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back in and talk to another John. John calling from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It was a pleasure meeting you guys and talking to you at the Fred Hall show in Long Beach, and I just didn't get a chance. There was a one-weekend opportunity before everything got shut down. But I'm looking at the schedule, everything you guys are taking orders for this coming weekend. If I book a trip and it's still not open, will you guys just slide it to an available trip that's open? And my other question would be the bait. Since it's just been sitting there, does that mean it's just curing and it's just becoming more friendly to fish with?
Hey, John, this is Eric on the Tomahawk. Basically, yeah, if you book a trip, any trip through Fisherman's Landing or on the Tomahawk Sport Fishing site we will move your trip or your deposit to another trip that hopefully will run. That's, you know, kind of been happening. The guys at Fisherman's Landing are booking the trips, hoping they go, and then they're calling guys and finding out if they want a refund or they would like to move their deposit to another trip. So if you book this weekend or the next trips that show, which would be next weekend, and the trip runs, great. We're going fishing.
Right.
I mean, that would be the best case scenario. But if the trip doesn't run, the guys at Fisherman's Landing are taking your deposit and moving it to another trip that'll run. And as far as the bait, yeah, I mean, that's what my gut says. The bait's sitting in there ready, getting cured.
Hey, so I have one more question, guys. I see that you only take 28 passengers, where like the Queen takes 33. So that's just because of bunk space, or you just like a smaller group?
So, I mean, basically the Queen is a little bit of a larger boat as far as length goes. Ours is a wider boat. Coast Guard determines how many passengers go on the boat overnight on how many passenger bunks you have. So they basically have more passenger bunks than us. And we actually have more bunks that we don't use. We feel our boat fishes very great with 28 passengers. So it's kind of a limited load thing. If that answers your question.
I'll just throw out, too, that the bunks that you guys have are big. Like, they're all meant for big people. They're wide, and they're long, and, like, they're very comfortable.
The outboard sides of the bunk, if you go to tomahawksportfishing.com and look on our bunk layout, the outboard sides, the bunks, which means on the sides of the boat, the port and the starboard sides, not down the middle, you can actually fit three people in them.
Yeah, they're giant.
They're giant.
It looks like a queen mattress. I mean, for real. They're really big.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously we don't put three passengers in there. We only put one. But, yeah, our bunks are huge. And just like Rick said, that's another reason why we have a limited, you know, limited bunk space, because they're so big.
Yeah, and be prepared to bring your own pillow, your own sleeping bag this year, right?
We've been talking with the fleet as far as, we're not going to provide pillows and blankets.
Right.
So people can bring their own and then take them off of the boat.
That makes sense.
And then we will sanitize the bunk room between trips.
Right.
So, and we also have curtains, which is nice. So,
that is nice,
you know, the worst case scenario, someone coughing in a bunk, we can close their curtain.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good call.
But you're not going to let people, like, you're going to take temperatures.
Yes,
people,
yes. I mean, our plan is to take temperatures, and if you're feeling sick, please do not come to the boat.
Yep.
We'll give you a full refund. There's no issue with money there.
Absolutely.
You know, we would much rather keep everyone's safety. And, yeah, we're going to be taking temperatures as long as, you know, we get that opportunity to start running.
Yeah.
Which sounds good to me, man.
We hope it's soon.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out lots of great stuff coming up, including what's biting with the catch report, lots more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. We're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguish itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.